KE8WUO, statewide 1. KE8WUO to WAVD.
That's better. What's happening with your better radio?
I don't know. Maybe you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's been turning good. I've been listening to a lot of other stuff on it. Of course, you know, most of it's been coming through the Pi-Star type device. But I've been listening to some of that. But other than that, not too bad. Are you going to make the picnic? For me, it's 50-50. It depends when she gets done with the race. We've got two houses, and I made a promise to her today, and I'm not sure when the race is done. So we'll have to see how it plays out for timing for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you can make it. We've got a little fox hunt going on, so you don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah, I won't be there for that kind of time. That's the hiccup. So, yeah, we've got two houses, and we have got to get rid of them. And it is like a slow, painful journey.
Yeah, it's a tough housing market these last, 10 years. So, I guess it's good that you have two. It's still hard to get rid of the one. Because I don't know. If there's anything I can do to help, aside from buying it from you, I'm more than happy to help.
Oh, it'll sell fast. Well, she was widowed, I was widowed. We got married about a year ago. And so now we got two houses. And the one house is like, oh my gosh, it's like she's lived there all her life, and it's got like all her life in it. So, you know, you start from the basement and you work your way up. So hopefully we'll be able to have this thing listed shortly and off it. And it will take a big load off of all of our duties because, you know, we have to take care of this house, we have to take care of that house, we have to cut the grass at this house, we have to cut the grass at that house. And she's still working and I'm still working and on and on. So it's just like, you know, how I have any time for anything. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I hear that. That's got to be hard, having two houses. I mean, just lawn maintenance alone is a bear on one house. So doing it on two and then having all the other nuances of two houses, that's got to be eating up all of your time, so... I give you credit for being able to do what you are doing.
Well, not only does it eat up time, it eats up a lot of capital, too. That's the other bad thing about it. So, because, you know, we got two electric bills, two gas bills, two tax bills. You know what I'm saying? It's just unbelievable. And sooner or later, they're going to figure out that we're not living in one of them, and we're going to lose the homestead tax. And it's just like, Make the bad man go away. It was almost like we would have been better off not to get married, just play house.
Yeah, I hear that. Do you ever think about, like, renting it out and getting, like, a rental income out of it? And then do you have, like, a end in sight of when you think you'll be off of it, you know, and be able to flip it?
Well, that depends who you ask. My goal is the sooner the better. But, you know, they say that, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that there's a housing shortage in Southeast Michigan. You know, I mean, there's houses on the market, but, you know, a really good friend of her just did the same thing with it. And she said that anything that's on the market for any significant length of time, she says it's either terribly overpriced and, you know, people can't get them financed, or there's something wrong with them. So, and because they were looking, they ended up finding a house in Chesterfield. But, you know, I mean, like, So we're looking at a little bit nicer house in the next subdivision over here in New Baltimore. Okay, but the problem is they want way more money than it's worth, and a lot of the generations that are just starting families out and stuff like that, it's not so much a matter of they can't get the houses financed, it's just that the houses aren't appraising for what these builders think that they're going to get for them. So, you know, let's say a house, I'll just pick a random number for saying a random number. Let's say a house is, like, listed for $450, okay, and they come in and get appraised at $350. Well, that means these new young buyers have to come up with a shortfall, and they have to come up with a down payment. So these houses sit, and the builder outweighs the bank, and the bank outweighs the builder. And in the meantime, you know, you see some of these houses that are just, you know, grossly overpriced, you know, and then they use cheap products. I mean, the one house that we looked at, hell, they had freaking Menards windows in it. I'm going, oh, my God, you know. So you got a young couple that buys this house. They're starting out 10 years from now. The damn house needs new windows. So, and, you know, as I was telling Marion, I said, all these bank appraisers, they see all this crap. And they say, nope, nope, nope. So, anyways, over to you.
Oh, that's crazy. It's an awful housing market right now. I mean, this is insane that we're in that kind of predicament with $450,000 houses, $100,000 over, you know, estimated or whatever. That's got to be a tricky situation for everybody. And then they've been putting cheap crap in new houses for a long time, and so that, I'm sure, exacerbates it even worse. So, I don't know, some of the new doors, the garage doors, when I used to do garage doors, it was like, they were basically made out of cardboard in those new houses, and it was just sad to see, because we're in there replacing them a year later. But I just got to my work, I got to print on a couple maps of Stony Creek and laminate them, and then I'll be right back.
All right, I'm here. I didn't go to the breakfast thing this morning, I just got lazy. Stayed up last night and watched a football game. So I'll chat with you when you get back and you get a call. But I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, sir. See you in a bit. KEAWUO 73. This is...
KEAMWN on statewide 2.
KEAFHW on statewide 2.
All right, just thought I'd see how it sounds.
Come on back again. I don't know how to judge the audio on this as far as level, but come back and give me some more audio.
It's set on AGC, so it should be right where it belongs.
Yeah, it sounds like you as far as the pitch goes. That's good.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to make sure of.
How's this one sound?
Sounds like a radio. Like always.
You want to go to RS1 or RS... You want to try RS1 also?
Check your text.
I got no text.
Well, it says delivered, so maybe it's something on your side of the network or something. I don't know, you may want to power cycle your phone or something. Or maybe you just got a different carrier and that power you're on is acting up, but it's KE8MWN.
Okay, KE8MWN, let me do that and see what happens. Well, whatever the reason is, I didn't get it, so weird, huh?
Well, I'd take a screenshot and send it to you, but if you're not getting the text, I don't know. Wouldn't do me any good.
Try sending another one. I'll see if I get it. Maybe I pushed the button or did something stupid.
Are you still there? KEMWN.
Certainly am. I tried to send you something
I don't know if you got anything, but who knows?
I'm not sending you a text on the radio. I'm sending it through your phone. There you go. Now you got it.
Okay. Anywho, what's the next thing you want to test?
I don't know. Simplex would be nice, but I don't know if that's going to work. Since you moved, it doesn't seem to work as well.
No, probably not. Although, I should be able to hear you. You're on the roof antenna?
Nope, the R7 is a portable. It's not a mobile than the roof antenna. The R7 uses a totally different adapter than what I have any setup for a jumper.
Yeah, we can try it, but we're probably wasting our time.
Well, give me a second, and I'll walk outside, and I'll send you a text message on your phone, I guess, when I figure out which one I'm going to use here in a sec.
Okay, okay, doke. I'll wait for the text message. Standing by. KDFHW.
All right, you just...